This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Raju Rana Dewa says unplanned urbanization is a global challenge. 8 people killed in 2 separate road accidents in the country. Teachers' protest hamper daily lives of valley denizens and students. And Ukraine's military reports Russian drone attacks on several regions overnight after a 30-hour Easter truce expired. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Raju Rana Dewa has stated that unplanned urbanization has created significant problems worldwide, with Asia and Pacific region being notably affected. Speaking after chairing the 81st session of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific in Bangkok, she highlighted that the region faced numerous serious challenges, among which unplanned urbanization was a key issue. During the session, which focused on resilient and sustainable urban development in Asia and the Pacific, Minister Dr. Rana emphasized that urban areas were engines of development, innovation and opportunity. However, she pointed out that unplanned urbanization had led to numerous problems, underscoring the need for well-planned urban development strategies. She stressed the importance of investing in inclusive and green cities to achieve resilient and sustainable urban growth. Discussing other regional challenges, the minister noted issues such as financial risk, limited investment in sustainable infrastructure, trade fragmentation, protectionist trends, and the digital divide. She warned that the digital divide had created a significant gap between urban and rural communities, and if left unaddressed, it could increase inequality and hinder inclusive growth. Minister Dr. Rana highlighted that the Asia-Pacific region was at the forefront of climate-related disasters, with cities and communities vulnerable to devastating floods, droughts and extreme weather events. She expressed concern that the Himalayas, a critical source of water livelihoods and civilization, were being severely impacted by climate change. She called for increased investment in climate resilience and early warning systems to address these challenges. The minister also shared that Nepal had been taking steps to tackle these issues, aiming to secure the planet's future and the well-being of future generations. Minister Dr. Rana announced that Nepal would host the Sagarmatha Sambad in May to address climate change challenges and explore solutions. The busy Maithikar New Baneshwar Road has been chaotic for 20 days due to teachers' protest. Demanding various demands, teachers have blocked major roads during peak hours, causing significant inconvenience to thousands of commuters. Students, employees and business people face delays, with many walking long distances as vehicles remain stuck in traffic jams. The protest now shifted to 9 a.m. to midday. Disrupt office goers and the students the most. Traffic police struggle to manage diversions at Tinkuni, Mitra Park, Chabail and other routes, leading to widespread congestion across Kathmandu Valley. Commuters, including students and workers, complain of delayed schedules and exhaustion from navigating crowded roads in the scorching April heat. Meanwhile, teachers' prolonged stay in Kathmandu has impacted school schedules nationwide. 8 people died in 2 separate accidents in the country. 4 people died in a tractor accident in Calicut district. A tractor that was carrying food met with an accident last night near Budadara, according to the Calicut district police office. The bodies were found about 200 meters down from the road where the tractor fell. As soon as the news of the accident was received, a police team under the command of Assistant Inspector Bhim Bahadur Sunar from the Tirupur area police office reached the site last night. Meanwhile, 4 people were killed and 2 others injured when a Bolero vehicle en route to Pathibara Temple from Tablajung headquarters Pungling caught fire. According to the district police of Tablajung, a fire suddenly broke out in a Bolero vehicle at Sewarochok, Pungling municipality, ward number 10. Preliminary investigations have indicated that the vehicle got tangled in the wire that had broken off from an electric pole and fell onto the road at around 5 a.m. this morning. According to the officials of the district, a team of 15 police personnel led by Inspector Ravi Rawal had immediately arrived at the accident site no sooner the report of the fire was received. It has been reported that the injured were immediately rescued and sent to the district hospital. Further investigation into the incident is underway, the police sources said, adding that the fire was immediately brought under control. Rector at BP Koirala Institute of Health Sciences, BPKIHS, Professor Dr. Sanjeev Kumar Sharma has been appointed as the officiating Vice Chancellor. As per the decision of the Prime Minister and Chancellor, KP Sharma Oli, the officiating Vice Chancellor has been given the responsibility of carrying out day-to-day administrative, educational and financial works of the institute. Former Vice Chancellor Dr. Gyanendra Giri Stenner ended on the 8th of April. Similarly, Associate Professor Dr. Dabal Bahadur Dhami has been entrusted with the responsibility of the Acting Vice-Chancellor of the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences. The position had remained vacant after the term of the previous Vice-Chancellor Dr. Mangal Rawal ended on the 3rd of April. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's military has reported Russian drone attacks on several regions overnight, hours after a 30-hour Easter truce declared by Moscow expired. The Ukrainian Air Force has issued raid alerts for the Kyiv region as well as several other regions. Elsewhere in the southern city of Mykolaiv, the mayor of the city said explosions were heard. Russia's military has not commented on the reported attacks. On Saturday, Russian President Vladimir Putin unexpectedly announced an Easter truce for 30 hours. However, Ukraine and Russia have both accused each other of violating the temporary ceasefire. China has warned that it will hit back at countries that make deal with the US that hurt Beijing's interest, as the trade war between the world's two biggest economies threatens to drag in other nations. The comments come after reports that the US plans to pressure governments to restrict trade with China in exchange for exemptions to US tariffs. The Trump administration has started talks with trading partners over tariffs, with the Japanese delegation visiting Washington last week, and South Korea is set to start negotiations this week. Since returning to the White House in January, Trump has imposed hefty taxes on Chinese imports, while other countries have also been hit with levies on their goods. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi province and Gandaki province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Kosi province and Gandaki province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Rana Dewa says unplanned urbanization is a global challenge. 8 people killed in 2 separate road accidents in the country. Teachers protest hamper daily lives of valley denizens and students. And Ukraine's military reports Russian drone attacks on several regions overnight after a 30-hour Easter truce expired. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.